8:11 on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindelah. I'm joined in the studio now by Jane Letts, who's executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger Counties, and Pete Kaczynski, who is a big brother with the organization and also past president of Michigan Elks. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
Good morning.
Jane, I wanted to have you in to talk about this because Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger Counties is looking for bigs. What's going on?
We have about 15 boys that are waiting right now, and the majority of them are on the West End. And so we'd really like some guys to step forward and become bigs, and we can help them with that. We'd love to have them be matched in a group setting, one-to-one with their little brother, and we would have staff come and help them with their matches, and we'd do archery once a month, maybe bowling. In addition to that, they can go out and do things on their own with their littles as well.
So you will walk them through this process because
right.
I'm sure there's vetting and whatnot, but there's also training and things that you'll do, right?
Right, and we would give them some great support, and they would meet with other men with their littles in a group.
Pete Kaczynski is with us in the studio. He is a big brother and has been involved now for a while. Let's talk about that a little bit, Pete. What got you involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, basically, at one point I met Jane and the Elks. I'm with the Negaunee Elks. At a point in time, we had some grants coming in that we could use and on children that needed help, and we couldn't find a way to utilize them on a continuous basis. Jane came up with an idea where we could take a bus trip with Big Brothers and their littles, along with some Elks and unmatched children. Mm-hmm. And our first trip was to the Lambeau Tour in Green Bay.
Sure. Okay.
We had a great time, and I became a big brother at that point.
And I was going to ask you about that. It's one thing to help. It's one thing to do these things. It's another thing to make the commitment to be a big. Why did you do that?
I think it's nice to give back to the community. I mean, as an Elk, we were always looking for things to do in our communities. And it didn't seem that hard. I mean, people think it's hard, but it's going to take maybe 4 to 6 hours a month. I mean, it's not a big deal, and it's actually, it got me to do things that I never would have done before, I guess, and I got to see things that I never would have seen, and this is kind of what we want to do for the children, is give them an opportunity to do things that they might not otherwise do because of their current positions, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, Jane, for those that are listening right now, somebody's saying, okay, I do want to do this. What's the way to get that process going?
Okay. It's real simple. They can go on our website, which is www.bbbsmqt.org, and fill out an application. Chelsea or Carly, our social workers from our office, will give them a call and set up a time for an interview. Of course, we do background checks. And then we talk about, you know, what your interests are. Do you have the time commitment? We ask for 1 year, 4 to 6 hours a month, like Pete just said. It's a fairly easy process. And the commitment, you can do things that you would do in your everyday life. Go to the lumber yard. Go for a hike. Go out to eat.
And just
it's very simple.
And have that opportunity to share that with a little.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
The process of getting involved, you say sign up for it, get your information in. But you will, as an agency, work with people because if they
right.
have questions and they have concerns, that shouldn't stop them from being a big.
Right. We don't just match you and let you go. We do monthly match support. We call you and see how things are going. There's a series of questions that we have from Big Brothers Big Sisters of America, which we are affiliated with, that we go through that help us gauge how your match is going and how we can help you.
And that is really starts with just going to either, would you go to the website and fill out, or should they call the agency? What should they do to really step? I mean, someone's probably just listening right now saying, I do this, but I don't really know if I'm, you know, am I qualified? They have questions. What's the really, just call you guys or what?
They can call us and we'll give them all the information they need about the program. When we bring you in, we have handbooks that we give you. There's a video that you watch for the training. And we also do an interview with you in your home to give you that comfort level and a good understanding of exactly what you're getting into.
Pete Kaczynski with us also. He's a big brother. And I want to ask you about that. I mean, was that sort of the process that once you said, I want to do this, they kind of helped you and helped you kind of figure out the right to get the right placement and the right information that you needed to know?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they helped me get signed up. They told me what the rules were and the things you have to do. And I mean, I wanted to help someplace in the world, and this was a place to do it. This is a place where you can show a child something in the world that they might not otherwise be given a time to see. You can help children realize their potential, give them opportunities, give them encouragement, be a friend, offer advice. And basically, the thing that you really want to do is have fun. I mean, it's almost like I can go back and be a child for a while and
I like that.
Enjoy things
you
that
see
I
it from their eyes.
Did in my past.
Yeah, you see it from their lens. What's been the most rewarding part for you to be a big brother?
Just realizing that I can offer a little bit of help, and some you're subtle about it, but you can get a child to see that maybe there's a better way to do things and not be angry about something, and I'll have them realize that they have a lot of potential that they might not have realized otherwise.
Okay, Jane, now I got to ask you this one more time. You have a certain area right now you're looking to get people right. involved in, but people can get involved, you know, all around. You've got right. big brothers, big sisters. You're looking for men and women, but you do have a concentrated area right now you're trying to cover.
Right. We have about 15 boys waiting, and the majority of them are in the Ishpeming, Nagani, even as far out as Champion, Mishigami Republic. And we'd love to have some guys step forward and get them matched.
Okay, so how do they do that?
They can fill out an application on our website, bbsmqt.org, or just call our office, 475-7801.
Jane Letts, Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger Counties here. Also, Pete Gadzinski, one of the big brothers in the program, past president of the Michigan Elks. Thank you for your time this morning. It's been a pleasure having you in.
Thank you, Walt.